This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers urge immediate disaster preparedness, gas supply streamlining and elephant control in today's House of Representatives meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal reaffirms commitment to diaspora protection in farewell meeting with European Union Ambassador Lorenzo. And Russia accuses the United Kingdom of deliberately opting for an escalation of the Ukraine crisis following confirmation that British-made drones had been used in strikes on targets in Russia. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives today called on the government to urgently set up disaster management and relief measures as incessant monsoon rains continue to trigger devastating floods and landslides across the country. Speaking during the parliamentary session, parliamentarians urged the government to prioritise the safety, rescue and rehabilitation of families affected by natural disasters while ensuring immediate medical treatment for the injured. Raising concerns over severe disruptions to key transportation corridors, lawmakers highlighted that the Pheri corridor has stalled and Dolpa remains completely cut off from the road transport, creating acute shortages of essential foodstuffs and requiring alternative route management. Addressing widespread supply chain bottlenecks, parliamentarians drew the government's attention to an acute nationwide shortage of cooking gas. They demanded an immediate smooth distribution mechanism alongside long-term policy incentives such as transitioning households toward electric cooktops to permanently resolve the recurring fuel issues. Broader parliamentary discussions also focused on public safety and human-wildlife conflict across the country. Lawmakers expressed deep concern over the sharp increase in traffic fatalities in recent years, attributing the surge to narrow and congested roads, reckless driving, speeding, driving under the influence, and mobile phone usage behind the wheel. In addition, parliamentarians alerted the government to the terrorizing presence of large herds of wild elephants crossing into Chapa from India, where the herds are destroying standing paddy crops, demolishing homes and leaving citizens in constant fear of their safety. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal received Ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, for a formal farewell call at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Kathmandu today. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal expressed deep appreciation to Ambassador Lorenzo for her dedicated efforts to strengthen and deepen relations between Nepal and the European Union throughout her diplomatic tenure in Nepal. Highlighting the ongoing development partnership and bilateral cooperation, Minister Khanal extended his best wishes for her future endeavours. In return, Ambassador Lorenzo expressed her sincere gratitude to the government of Nepal and the Nepali people for the warm hospitality, support and cooperation extended to her and the European Union delegation during her post in Kathmandu. She commended the ministry for its constructive collaboration and praised Foreign Minister Khanal's responsive leadership, while Khanal acknowledged her openness, sincerity and proactive engagement. The two diplomats engaged in wide-ranging discussions covering climate action, labor policy, economic transitions and cultural exchange. Ambassador Lorenzo conveyed the European Union's keen interest in collaborating on mountain environment and water conservation initiatives. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal reiterated that climate action remains a top priority for the government, sharing that Nepal plans to host the second edition of the Sagarmatha Sambad next year. Addressing human mobility and labor policy, Ambassador Lorenzo proposed partnering on safe, orderly and dignified migration. Minister Khanal welcomed the initiative and requested detailed documentation for further study. Underlining the administration's policy focus, Khanal affirmed the government was deeply committed to protecting the Nepali diaspora abroad. The conversation also covered the current pause in Nepal's graduation process from the least developed country status. Ambassador Lorenzo assured that the European Union stands ready to extend support once Nepal submits a concrete plan action and supporting details. Additionally, the delegation discussed promoting Nepali art, cultural heritage and freedom of expression, with Minister Khanal reaffirming the government's sustained commitment to showcasing Nepal's rich cultural heritage following Ambassador Lorenzo's support for request for support regarding an upcoming Newa art exhibition. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. Special Envoy Jared Kushner has stated that significant progress was made during nearly four-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, where discussions centered on Gaza reconstruction, demilitarization, and Israel's long-term security requirements. Speaking in an interview with Fox News, Kushner outlined Washington's firm stance that any international financial support for rebuilding Gaza remains strictly conditional on the complete disarmament of militant factions, including Hamas. Kushner said that international donors would not fund infrastructure projects if the enclave risked returning to control by armed groups or facing future destruction. Kushner addressed concerns and clarified details regarding the Trump administration-backed peace roadmap during the extensive sit-down with Netanyahu and his team. He noted that initial steps towards removing weapons and neutralizing tunnel networks could begin within 30 to 90 days if all parties cooperate. Kushner characterized the demilitarization framework as a potential win-win scenario for Israel, adding that voluntary disarmament by Hamas would eliminate a major security threat, while any failure by the group to comply would grant Israel broader international and U.S. backing to act accordingly. The diplomatic push comes amid ongoing negotiations following Netanyahu's initial pushback against elements of the proposed 15-point ceasefire plan. Following the meeting, Israeli and U.S. officials agreed to establish dedicated working groups, one focused on disarmament mechanism and another addressing public health and sanitation infrastructure to advance implementation. Russia has accused the United Kingdom of deliberately opting for an escalation of the Ukraine crisis following confirmation that British-made drones had been used in strikes on targets in Russia. In doing so, the United Kingdom is acting as an accomplice and co-perpetrator of the bloody crimes and terrorist attacks, the Russian embassy to the United Kingdom wrote in a statement. It said London's action will inevitably carry consequences for which it will have to answer, adding that deeper its involvement in the conflict, the higher the price it will pay. In response, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense told the BBC that Britain stood shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Lawmakers urge immediate disaster preparedness, gas supply streamlining and elephant control in today's House of Representatives meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Khanal reaffirms commitment to diaspora protection in farewell meeting with European Union Ambassador Veronique Lorenzo. And Russia accuses the United Kingdom of deliberately opting for an escalation of the Ukraine crisis following confirmation that British-made drones had been used in strikes on targets in Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.